Residents and campaigners in the West Cork town have been fighting against plans by Daily Products Limited, a branch of US multinational or TP company, to build the plant on former IDA land at Poundlick on Baltimore Road. And yesterday they got the news they had feared, the green light from On Board Planola. Speaking to Red FM News, chairperson of Save Our Skibbereen campaign, Brendan McCarthy, says he just can't understand it.
The most disappointing and sickening thing for me was yesterday afternoon when I found out that the inspector who carried out the inspection on this case actually recommended refusing it, and the board overruled that recommendation.
The company behind the factory has said the plant could create up to 40 jobs for the locality. However, Brendan says more jobs will be lost than created.
There's just no logical sense to it. It's not a huge employer. There's harmful emissions. They include carcinogenic materials such as cadmium. These emissions are going up 17 metre high chimney stacks and being blown across the town of Skibbereen.
Brendan McCormack is also a member of the campaign group and says it makes no sense.
To see the brand of West Cork and Skibbereen being damaged so badly, and I think with the consciousness around plastics generally, that to have plastic now associated with Skibbereen will only do damage to the brand of all of the festivals that are around, food that's produced here, and activities like whale watching.
In a statement issued to Red FM News today, the company behind the factory have welcomed the decision by On Board Planola and have thanked them for taking the time to provide such a thorough review. A public meeting is being held in Skibbereen next Thursday, December 13th, where plans to mount a judicial review will be explored. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Skibbereen.